Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Over the course of time, I've seen a lot of things in the kitchen, but few things are as remarkable as the process that transforms plain, ordinary milk into cheese. It's nothing less than alchemy, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, you've got this all figured out.
Oh, I wouldn't say all figured out. I mean, this is obviously something that, you know, people really practice as and become great artisanal cheesemakers. I mean, I've been having a lot of fun playing with the process, and quite frankly, it's not hard to make cheese. I mean, it's just fun.
Are we at the point where we can tell people how to make their own cheese?
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, just when we talk about breads, like quick breads versus yeast leavened breads, you know, there's two styles of making cheese. One is to use just an acidification method, whether it's vinegar or lemon juice or something to raise the, lower the pH in milk and form the curds to coagulate.
Right.
And that's how things like ricotta or queso fresco, you know, these fresh, lovely, you can make yogurt that way. I mean, it's a simple process. You know, you just need a pot of milk, some lemon juice, a thermometer, and boom, you'll have cheese before you know
kidding.
It. You know, the other way is where we start to really become sort of involved in a little bit more of a laborious process. And there's kind of two steps. There's sort of getting the milk ready to make curds, which you're using a bacteria these days, and you can buy this, a mesophilic bacteria that sort of, again, lowers the pH in the milk. And that happens over time, maybe about an hour. And then we use rennet. I mean, which is, you know, an enzyme from the stomachs of bovines that actually causes the curds to form in the milk. And, you know, the whole curds in whey, you know, this is what we're doing here. We're basically forming these curds and then getting the whey out.
The curds are the solids, and
the whey is the milk. And so there's a couple different methods by which to do that. You can just basically pour the curds into a cheesecloth-lined colander and wait a couple hours as all the whey drips out. A cheese press, if we're starting to get a little more involved in making cheeses, or cheese molds, are some things that you can pick up pretty cheap. Cheese molds are plastic. I mean, you know, they're a couple dollars or $8 a mold. And they look like the baskets from the filter in your pool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like these little round things with all these slits around them. And you line this with cheesecloth, and then you put the curds in there, and either a small weight on top or just let gravity sort of work the curds out. You'll eventually end up with a lovely little piece of relatively fresh cheese.
How do we get different styles and different flavors?
Yeah, well, then the next level of cheese making is the sort of pressing and aging process. And again, the recipes, which bacteria you use, how much rennet you use, what temperature, what style milk, obviously goat, sheep, cow. But the aging becomes a little bit more of a challenge. Cheese likes to age, you know, at around 50 degrees and around 80% humidity. So generating a cave can be a problem. I've used some plastic storage bins with a few holes drilled in them to allow evaporation and a stainless steel rack. And I put them in my basement, and it seems to age cheese fine.
We're going to put this whole process on the website and let people try it.
Yeah,
it's really fascinating.
I mean, what you get will be surprised.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.